need to listen to another episode of Hack and Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source. Listening to Hacker Voice Radio on the 30th of April 2006, and you join us in the studio live at 9 PM GMT with Planet Lave.
Hello.
Hello.
What's that about? Are you falling down a well?
Backwards, up,
and inside out to boot.
Enemy.
Yes, 13th of April, Thursday.
Thursday, indeed. And it's the last day of this week, as in work week. Oh, yeah, baby, ka-ching. This means
it's about time.
Well, all it means is that we get tomorrow off, really.
And Monday.
Yeah.
So, that's an incredible thing. I know I'm very against religion in all its forms.
Yeah, but I don't a few fucking bunny rabbits and, I don't know, a little bit of painted eggs get you a whole fucking day off work. Now, isn't that great? I mean, come on.
2 days!
You know, Jesus died so we could get days off work.
And that's why I love him. He died for our extra days off.
Oh, yeah. Just downed a whole pint of water.
Do you know that hardcore drinker, you.
Man, do you know how good that feels when you just down, you just swing it all the way back, a whole pint of ice-cold filtered water?
Filtered water?
Yeah, filtered, as in, like, Brita water filtered, not out of the tap. That's disgusting.
Ooh, la-di-da.
what, where do
you... Got yourself a water filter now, have we?
Well, I mean, come on, do you drink water out of the fucking garden hose? No, I don't
Hell
think
yeah.
so, darling.
I drink it out the garden pond.
Only my slaves drink it from the garden pond.
Live from Mansion the Hacker Voice.
Come on, Reynolds.
Benson, bring me my tea.
Benson, bring me my hedges.
All we have around our way is tap water. That's what I was brought up on. That's what my father was brought up on.
Yeah.
And his father before him. And so on and so forth. It's probably why I'm mental.
Come on, you're not that mental. What the fuck?
Yes, I am.
That just sounds like you need to, like, string one out.
How do you know I'm not doing that right now?
Because I can't hear the plop.
I wasn't actually sure what stringing one out was.
Oh.
I didn't know if it was taking a crap or having a wank.
Well,
so I just hedged my bets and went, you know.
Okay. Well.
Mind you, I suppose you do have to have a water filter living down there in London.
In London?
You know, call Blimey Governor.
Yeah.
The state of the Thames and all that.
Hmm.
Jesus Christ. Is it still brown or has it gone black these days, the Thames?
It's still brownish.
Oh, good.
It's a mixture of the two.
Murky poo brown.
Murky poo brown. It's a murky, greeny poo brown. It's not
with some condoms in.
And the shopping trolley. Maybe a dead hooker, I don't know.
And a couple of guys who used to know the craze.
Yeah. Suicide Joe.
And Frankie the Mittens.
Bullet... I don't know.
We could do this for an hour.
Yeah.
Bulletproof Timmy.
Bulletproof. And Cider Joe.
John the Slippers. Crap fucking gangster names.
Yeah. Dave the Doormat. Rodney the Iron.
There should actually be one of those websites. You know where... there's the ones where you can find out which Star Wars character you are, person from Lost you are, which desperate housewife you are, and things like that.
Yeah.
You fill out a bunch of crap little tick boxes. It says, "Ah, you are not Han Solo. You're somebody crap who is in the background." There should be one of those that just comes up with really crap gangster East End Cockney names.
Yeah,
I think that'd be ace.
Shit, same friend.
Hey?
Shit stains bread.
Shit stains bread. You run at the first sign of danger and you shit your pants.
Leaving a smelly remain.
And just pretend that all of these names are like actual gangsters.
Mm. Well. Apparently the show Rocksaws tonight.
Ah, oh, good.
Mate, I'm just going to have to run off to the living room because my fucking Sky TV has just started to blast out fucking God knows what at full pelt. So I just need to turn that shit off.
Oh, great.
I'll be back in a second. Excuse me while I les out.
Les out?
Sorry, hello.
What the hell am I thinking walking into?
Hello. Hello, corner.
Hello.
What's your name and where do you come from?
My name is Bob, and I usually don't come anymore.
So, tell us about your sexual problems. I'll be right back.
Well, the biggest problem I'm having right now is just not having any sex. And, I don't know, my hands are getting, like, warped and calloused. It's no good.
But that's why God invented prostitutes.
Yeah. That also requires money.
You could.
I start embezzling from my company to support my whore habits. It's just not a good business model.
You could just do the deed and run. That's why I go to the ones that don't need payment up front.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's whores that take credit?
Oh, yeah. But you can run a tab.
No shit. Well,
go to the ones that have no legs.
Yes.
Then they can't chase you.
What are you going to do to their legs?
I've got to run again, because I've just... That curry's kicking in now. So I'll be like 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, don't tell me you go for a shit.
Well, I didn't. I just said the curry's just kicking in now. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Kicking out.
I didn't say that I'm going to, like, spew my guts out in a red raw fashion, as a curry does.
Good luck.
Oh, God.
Thanks.
I feel so bad for Sapphire.
She's not around.
Yeah, but she will be later.
Maybe.
She's going to walk into the bathroom and just be like, "Good God! What did you kill in here?"
There'll be police tape across the door. Do not cross.
There's going to be like we have the CDC here. It's like it's for controlled biological disasters.
Yeah.
People in bio suits lined with lead or spraying it down with whatever they spray things with to get rid of radiation.
Oh. I think they're going to have to build them a special pair of
Why
pants.
Are we ringing?
I have no idea. I'm not in control of this thing at my end, so...
Yeah.
Goliath's taking a really big dump.
There's something going on with Goliath's computer. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the sound of curry.
Maybe if we listen really hard, we can hear him screaming in the background. never eating curry again!
Well, there seems to be a little bit confusion on the IRC of how to actually reach us.
Hmm.
Which I kind of think is funny, because we do have like 18 different ways of calling into the show.
We got a lot of options out there.
Hey Mark, how's it going?
Hiya, can you hear me?
We sure
That's
can.
That's really mad. I'm getting, like, way big levels of feedback.
Check your sound settings and make sure you're not patching through the wave. Like, your wave file's patching through the output, because that'll create a loop.
I don't think that's it. I had this X-Lite working before, and it didn't do it then.
Okay, what codec are you using?
I'm not totally sure how to tell.
Are you using Free World Dial-Up on X10?
I'm using X10 X-Lite, I think.
Okay, there's a little thing there that'll say, like, GSM, and there's a bunch of other codecs on it.
Yeah, well, I can't see, because the UI's a bit mad, but hang on. Is it G711U?
That's you, love. That's a high latency, high quality, lossless codec. You might want to throw on like GSM or something along those lines.
Can I click this and it'll work?
Yeah.
Hang on. Okay, that doesn't seem to do anything very much.
Okay.
This is like the most echo ever. Ever.
Test.
No, Edward, the FBI is not tapping us.
Well, if they are, they can't hear a bloody thing either.
If they're tapping right. Us, then everything that's said they're going to hear like four times.
Let me just hang up now. I've got to try and fix this, okay? Speak to you later, guys.
Bye, love you. Love you.
He doesn't love you back. So, how's your arse feel?
Feel the burn, baby. No pain, no gain.
There's no hell like an anus scorn.
Please tell me you got an MP3 of Johnny Cash's The Ring of Fire.
We're going down now. I'm drinking as much water as I can, but it's not helping. Oh, the poppadoms.
You need ice cubes, suppositories.
Yeah. That red chutney, the onion chutney, is like killer.
Oh, yes, it was all the chutney, the hot sauce, and everything. Oh, God.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good, but...
It doesn't love me.
When that shit starts kicking back, man, ooh.
Quite literally.
Yeah. So, if you've just joined Hacker Voice Radio, you may be feeling bitterly disappointed.
Get used to it.
So,
Welcome to our world.
So, just to make up for it, here are some zero-day exploits in Windows XP 73 version 6. If you press X074897X3ABCDFG, you get root admin privileges.
You just, anytime, you just hit it?
Doesn't matter. Anytime.
See, welcome, that's caller.
Zero-day exploit. I just pulled it out of my ass. Hello, caller.
Okay, maybe not.
You know, there's actually a similar exploit on XP.
Yeah.
Have you heard about it? I think it's on Slashdot a couple of days ago. But if you log in as the user Gullible,
right,
with the password Idiot,
right,
then you get full admin access.
Wow! Fuck! I've got to do that tomorrow. Yeah.
Try it.
Hello?
Hello.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, this doesn't seem to be helping.
No. Well, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. The trouble is, ow, I can hear myself as well with a severe echo and delay.
Have you tried...
It's on server.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
I haven't. Not completely.
I'm joking.
Do you have any suggestions, Ionix?
What's that?
How I can get this thing so I can't hear myself so much echo, you know?
Did you go through the whole audio tuning wizard?
I think I did that before, but,
okay. Did you set it up with free will dial-up with their instructions on the stun server and the network settings?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not sure.
So, I mean, I can hear you fine. So as long as I don't speak, it's perfect.
Yeah, well, just don't speak then. Yeah.
Sorry, caller, but the problem's on your end.
Yeah. I'm just kidding with you. Yeah, we're going to have to work that out, I guess, later. But, yeah, as I say, on with the show.
Certainly.
Right, what do we have for usable news today? Got quite a lot again from LucasAid, and also, obviously, an update on the status of Gary McKinnon. He is facing possible extradition to guess where? The sunny holiday home of Guantanamo Bay. Where he will be. Where he will be. He will be feasting on luscious food every day provided by noon and evening, and possibly some bread in the morning, a rigorous exercise regime throughout the day, and listening to
beautiful
high-powered
Caribbean
music.
Beachfront property. Well, I mean, it does suck for him, but I think if anybody's read the forums, they know where I stand on this whole thing.
Yeah. We can hear, like, some very old-school music in the background from someone.
Oh, yeah, do you want me to turn it down?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right.
Not that I don't like the music, it's just, you know. Anyway, what do we have as far as news goes? Well, he's facing possible extradition. We'll see what happens on those lines, I think, on the 10th of May. So we'll find out on the 10th of May if he does actually face extradition to sunny Guantanamo. Anyone want to add anything to that?
I don't know. I don't really have much sympathy. I mean, Gitmo's harsh, and the amount of time that he's facing is absurd for, like, the crime. But then again, if somebody from the United States had done it, they'd be facing treason charges and most likely executed, so I don't know.
Cool.
It takes some kind of crazy to start systematically committing electronic warfare against, you know, the U.S. military. And, you know, not think that, A, anything's going to come of it, and then, B, try to portray yourself as the victim.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, it was a bit of one of those moves of what he did, but...
Well, I really kind of think that his lawyer should hit him up with an insanity defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
And everything that I've read about it suggests that the guy's fucking out of his mind.
Mm.
Certainly intelligent, but out of his mind.
Hmm. Which most of us are.
Well, yeah, but we don't systematically attack Department of Defense computers.
No.
Unless, of course, it's a Friday.
Sure. Which is tomorrow. get your hotkeys on standby, boys.
I don't know. That McKinnon fellow.
Weird thing is, back when I first started hearing about Guantanamo Bay, it sounded like a really nice holiday spot. Because it's got a nice ring to it, Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Hey, why not come down here to Guantanamo Bay, where the sun is always shining and the women are slutty. It really does sound like a nice place to go, until you hear about what actually is going on there. It sounds like Montego Bay or something like that. I think they should actually be focusing on trapping terrorists.
Well, by making it sound like a really nice place to go.
Yeah, just put a few adverts out there, beam them around the world and say, hey, do you like to learn how to shoot guns and crash planes and blow shit up? Then come on down to Guantanamo Bay, it's cheap and friendly.
Why wait for jihad? We have your 70 virgins now.
They'll be waiting in your hotel room when you arrive. Then whoever shows up, just go, right, come on in. Oh, by the way, it's a prison.
Pwned.
Here's your cell. There's 70 big butch men waiting to rape you. You're the virgin. It might work. I don't know. I've just got a different view on how to combat terrorism to most governments.
At least you have fresh ideas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, when torture and foreign wars don't work, you have to get innovative.
Yeah.
We're combating terrorism outside the box.
It might work, you never know.
Well, we've seen crazier things in the news.
Yeah. Muhammad will be signing autographs. It's like the police in the United States occasionally do something where they find like a felon and they'll like send him a lottery from the Lotto Commission telling him that he won the lottery or something and that he's got to show up at a certain time.
I can see where this is going.
And then, you know, he shows up and they've got like the big fake check, and as he's accepting it, they just arrest him.
Just sign there. No!
Like, wait a minute. My last name's not Noob.
It is now. The sounds of peace and tranquility. We should do like an episode where half of it is just gentle music.
The sounds of the waves and Enya.
The sounds of the waves and Enya. Oh, God. That would be
welcome
awesome.
Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio. We're on opium today. Enjoy the gentle sounds.
Let's see if I can't find some Enya.
Oh, no. We're doomed!
How do you spell Enya?
N-E-N-Y-A.
Y-A. Cool.
I mean, I have no idea. That's for girls.
Who?
Not because I have, like, you know, all her records. Oh, my God! The official Enya website... CGI error. The specified CGI application misbehaved by not returning a complete set of HTTP headers. No!
Very naughty and cannot help you right now. It's receiving a spanking.
Yes. Enya.
That's probably been going on for years, but nobody's complained.
Yeah, because
nobody really wants to go to the Enya official website.
This is actually the first hit that the website's gotten in like 4 years.
Yeah, and it just killed the server.
It overloaded it. Yeah. It's running on a TI-83.
Here we go, Semenya. Dun, dun, dun.
Every time the rain comes down, close my eyes and listen.
Oh, beautiful.
I can hear the lonesome sound.
It just makes you want to hack the Gibson. Yes.
Makes me want to watch Lord of the Rings. That's a terrible thing.
Listen to the rain. It sounds like flippity plop. Here it comes again, flippity plop.
Is that listening to the rain or listening to you take a shit?
Well, hello, caller. What's your name and where do you come from?
It's Mark and I come from Oxford.
Ah, excellent, Mark. So, do you have any questions for our lovely ladies?
Are there any lovely ladies?
Yes! Hi, I'm Tiffany! I'm wearing my panties!
Sorry, I thought I was working on Babe Station again then. That's what I do at the weekends.
Tiffany, do you live in a trailer park?
Hell yeah!
Do you have a shotgun under your pillow?
Yeah! I'm stroking it right now! It's got two really big, long, hard barrels!
Oh god, somebody change the subject, please.
Lesbians!
Yes!
Or more Enya.
I'm in favour of lesbians. Difference?
Enya or lesbians?
Six of one, half dozen of them, my friend.
Oh, fuck off, you fucking cunts. I'm sorry, but your music is so depressing, it makes me want to unplug my cable connection.
And cut myself.
And cut myself with a blunt kniff.
Music to go emo by.
It's music to cut yourself by, yeah.
I thought that's what Marilyn Manson was for.
I don't know. I tend to rock out more to Marilyn Manson. I don't want to cut myself.
I always thought that Enya was like what old people fuck to.
Oh, God.
That's got to be quote of the day.
Sick.
Oh, that's fucking genius.
Goodbye, Mark.
He obviously didn't appreciate us dissing Enya.
No, I just think he's having trouble with his echo. I mean, I guess it could be the latency, but it doesn't seem probable, being that I can hear you fine. You can hear me fine. And Asterisk isn't spitting out any errors at me.
I don't know, maybe it's just something to do with his sound card, possibly, you know? It might just be that.
I'm thinking it's probably the stun setting configuration or something along those lines. Sometimes you gotta play around with it before it works, like, nicely. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call in, if you call into the Astros box, it automatically drops my docs.
Yes. Although, not your real
ones. For four seasons of dropping my own docs. Eventually what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up all routed calls from Free World Dial-Up to hit the Hacker Voice radio menu instead of my business menu.
Yeah.
But for right now, I'm just happy it's working.
So, can we, like, get to some news already? or not?
I don't really have any, but...
Well, I mean...
Knock yourself out, man.
Right, okay, fine. I'll get something and I'll knock myself out with it. Telescopes, great leap forward to finding ET, extraterrestrials. A telescope has begun scanning the skies for signals to Earth from aliens in case ET makes contact with a laser, not a radio. The telescopes at Harvard University Oak Ridge Observatory outside Boston is the first instrument dedicated exclusively to search for light pulses from alien civilizations. And Lucas A. comments there. He says, "Hey, Bilal, if we could find a way to launch your laser music-like gadget that you were working on into space, that would own very much. I think you own, and I love you, and I want your babies." No, he didn't say that.
Lucas A., I'll kill you. He's mine.
He ain't your baby's daddy.
Girl.
Girlfriend, you best step away. Before I go ghetto on your ass. You'll be eating your own extensions, bitch.
But yeah, I'm actually pretty glad there is a telescope looking out for... lasers aimed at Earth.
Yeah.
Just in case the Death Star shows up.
We found a laser.
Holy crap!
It's not for communicating. It's going to destroy us all.
Yeah.
Apparently this Martin Martian fellow.
We're getting a signal. Oh, the planet's blown up!
See, that's the real cause of global warming.
Yeah.
Aliens. Wideband lasers pointed at Earth.
It's a conspiracy.
Yep.
Over a long period of time, they're heating up our ice caps.
It's not even a laser, it's just a giant magnifying glass. Floating out there at the edge of the solar system. Taking the star's energy and focusing it at Earth. Ingenious, really.
Clever little bastards, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
They must fight back.
Yes. We must get a giant...
Mirror.
Mirror.
Shining back. Yeah, that'll do. Lots and lots of tin foil all over the ice caps.
It is a moral imperative.
You show those little grey bastards who's a boss.
with their big pointy antennas. Who the fuck do they think they are?
And with a watch
my manor.
Coming to fucking Earth and taking all our jobs. Who the fuck do they think they are?
Abducting our women.
Anal probing our weak.
We need to build a giant fence around Earth to keep them out.
Yeah.
Lousy good for the chicken alien beaters.
Fucking anal probes.
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for God's sake.
How much are you going to learn by sticking something up the guy's ass?
The only thing you can find is what you just ate 3 hours ago. I mean, come on.
And if you do have the technology to come all the way to Earth, you'd think that you could just scan the belly or something. I just really think they like the look on our faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the bored.
You
want to
see him make a funny face? Break out the anal probe!
They've mastered interplanetary travel. They've done all kinds of things. They've come up with these great technologies. They've got fuck all else to do. It's like, hey, let's go and anally rape some hillbillies. That'll be a laugh. Yeah, it'll take a mind off it for a bit, I suppose.
What it is, it's like alien teenagers. It's like the extraterrestrial equivalent of cow tipping.
Yeah.
They're boring. They go out to the backwoods corner weekend? Of the universe. Yeah. Abduct a few jazz and just... It's better than TV. Shit, I might do that tonight.
Yeah. Or we could just listen to some Enya.
No.
Enya, the sounds of alien ass rape.
That's she really work on her marketing department, because that's some good quotes.
That's what, I bet that's what the aliens listen to when they get, when they're preparing the probes.
They're like, okay, anal probing is bad, yeah, but how can we make this worse? I know. Let's play some Enya.
Here it comes again.
We are so getting sued by Enya.
The sound of the rain.
Up my
Flippity
ass.
Flop.
No. What she was saying was the sounds of the rape.
The sounds of the rape. Here he comes again.
What is that spinny, glowy thing aimed at my ass? Hacker Voice Radio. Bring it back to the old school.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Content? We don't need no stinking content.
Well, you talk about content, man.
I pity the fool who has content. Alright, more Enya.
Well, more Enya, yeah.
That's what we need. Anytime there's dead air, just throw on the Enya. It will shame us into talking.
So, Vista apparently won't be featuring its sexy little stuff to people that like to parrot. Windows Vista plans to offer you spiffy new graphics as long as you're not a pirate. Arr! With
that's just discrimination.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Think about the pirates. With new
pirate discrimination, matey.
Arr!
What about me, parrot?
So when you buy the operating system, you have to register, and there's like a little checkbox, are you a pirate?
Yeah.
And if you want to downgrade all your graphics.
Are you a pirate? Poke, hook, through, hole.
It's like a checklist. Do you have an eye patch? Do you own a parrot? Is one of your legs made of wood? If so, no fancy graphics for you.
Maybe they'll just simplify it. There'll be a simple choice between no and arr.
Yeah.
Is it I or nay?
Do you have a parrot? Arr.
Would you be rather
are you fascinated winters? With booty? No, we're all screwed. Do you hoard all of your earnings in a cave in the South Pacific?
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, anyway, getting back to the story, with new operating system, Microsoft is offering plenty of new graphics tricks, including translucent windows, animated flip-ups between open programs, and live icons that show a graphical representation of the file in question. But before Vista will display the show side slide, known as Aero, it will run a check to make sure that the software has been properly purchased. Those who are not running a genuine Windows will not be able to take advantage of the Windows Aero user experience, a Microsoft representative told CNetNews.com on Wednesday. So, yes, if you're a pirate, you will not get all the flashy stuff. But then again, you don't really shave your beard for, you know, appearance isn't really something that you look for as a pirate, is it?
Probably not. And do they have Wi-Fi on those big pirate ships anyway?
Oh, the modern ones do, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember that from Blackbeard.
So you just have to have some bloke raising various flags, you know, like, we're pirates, you will die.
Arr, swap the decks, I have to check me email.
How can I type hotmail.com with these hooks?
I've broken six keywords already, arr.
They don't make ergonomic keyboards for a hook.
Mm. It's when the pirate shits on the keyboard you want to worry.
Yes, the pirate-ar.
My pirate needs to type for me.
Damn it. I just lost my damn website. Oh, no, no, it's back up again. Never mind.
Now, where did I put that damn website?
I put it down here, but now I turn around and it's gone. I think it's been deleted by hackers.
No, it was alien pirates. Who listened to Enya.
Here he comes again.
Arr.
Arr.
Maybe that's what all this alien abduction is. Alien
pirates. Wasn't there an Enya song that was like Sail Away?
Yeah. Sail yeah. Away. Here it comes again.
Definitely alien pirates.
They're checking arseholes for booty and treasure.
Arr, we're fascinated with booty. We must probe it.
The brown eye marks the spot. I don't know.
The brown eye...
The brown star, maybe, marks the spot for alien pirates. I can hear typing.
I can hear typing, people. They're typing, and they don't know.
I can hear them all the time.
Typing away at the keyboards.
Are you having cyber sex while doing this show?
No.
No.
No. How can you tell from the typing?
Let's move on.
How the hell could you tell from just typing that it's cyber sex? Is it because you're so in tune with cyber sex that you know the rhythm of each key press?
No, I'm just a plant from MI5. Oh crap, I wasn't going to say that.
They could predict up to like 97% accuracy what was being typed by the rhythm of the typing.
Uh-huh.
After having studied the typing patterns of the user?
Yeah.
I did remember reading something like that a while back.
Yeah, it's on one of the links that Luke Say gave us for yesterday's show.
Oh.
I think about the old Bletchley Park stuff and how they could recognise which German people were encoding the Enigma codes based on their keystrokes. Things like that. I don't know enough about the theory of it to really comment on it, but it's pretty cool. And they were going to use it in distributing new music legally to DJs and stuff like that. It's really cool, but I don't really have enough info on it. If you are listening, go to hackervoice.co.uk, get on the forums. It's all there in the news subsection. There's a shitload of good stuff there.
Don't do it, it's a trick.
You'll be on.
It's one big phishing scam, the entire Hacker Voice thing. Yes.
It's just a scam. We're just
as soon as you click on it, we know your visa details. Yeah. And we're buying an island in the Caribbean and buying a pirate ship. And some iPads.
Full of Vista CDs. It's a pirate ship made out of Vista CDs with a XP box as the oar. Arr! A little parrot made out of verification.
We fly the Windows flag.
Yeah. With a skull and crossbones in the middle. We're trying to look for the XP land, the green hills of the XP world. Are forever searching for the meadows.
Yeah, isn't that where they took that picture that's the default background on XP? That's Windows Land.
Yeah, it's like Teletubby Land where everything's nice and... It's like parasitic fucking madness at the moment.
Only problem with XP land is you randomly die.
Yes, you randomly turn blue and then suddenly have a kernel panic.
That's
an error message that just fall out of the sky and hit you in the head and kill you.
We're terribly sorry. You are dead. Would you like to report your death or not?
What?
Yes. I'm sorry, but we couldn't connect you as you have died.
You haven't been to the 70 that will authenticate you as being a genuine purchaser of this product. So fuck you.
Yes, your 14-day trial of life has expired. Please insert coins.
I don't know where we're going with this.
I don't know where we're going with this either, man. But it's...
I do think it flows better than yesterday.
Yeah.
And for, I think, all of us in our heads, it is Friday.
Yeah.
So assume this is one of those Friday shows where we're having a drink and a laugh.
Yeah.
Because we've got tomorrow off.
Shit, you're having a drink. Where the fuck am I? I'll be back. I'll need to get a drink.
Water drinker!
I'll be back as well.
Wait, whoa. I need to get a drink.
Play some Enya. In your absence. No, he's gone. Right, now we can talk about him behind his back.
The wanker.
That sounds so weird in an American accent.
Wanker.
Wanker.
Shh, he's listening again.
Such a wanker. I hate that Belial, he's such a wanker.
Oh my god, girlfriend. Like, stop wanking off.
Guess what, I just spilt fucking beer everywhere.
It sounded like it overflowed, yeah.
Ooh, honey blonde walking down the street.
I'll be right back.
Take pictures, put them on the website.
I think by the time you get here, she'll be long gone.
Abduct her, quick.
I'll be right back.
I want to see a real woman for once. I'd just like to say, Weird Hacker Voice Radio, do not condone the abducting of women. 9 times out of 10, anyway.
Hi. Just got some fucking tea towels.
Good.
to mop up this mess.
You can't do a radio show without tea towels.
Oh, man, there's Carlsberg
Export.
It's the
golden rule.
There's Carlsberg Export all over my legs, on the floor. It's... If only that woman from that advert was here to lick it all up, I'd be so fucking happy.
Okay, you know that, so she's bound and gagged, but I don't have a big enough box to ship her to you.
That's okay.
Can't you just fold her in half?
Okay, can I send her in pieces?
Yeah, fuck that.
Bagsy the head.
Bagsy the bottom half.
Oh, I suppose you guys in the States, you don't use the word Bagsy too much, do you?
I have no idea what that even means.
Like shotgun.
What is it exactly? It's dip. Like, I call.
We call dibs.
You know, yeah, I call dibs, that's, yeah. I always thought it was a Midland thing where I came from. So I often use it to people in London, like Belial. I'm quite surprised he knows it as well. Do you use the term Bagsy in London?
Yes, we do, yeah.
Wow. Wow. I always thought it was a regional thing.
No.
It was no,
quite,
it's not.
It was quite funny. I'm just talking to somebody in a different channel, and my Carlsberg fell on my keyboard, and it wrote 021. And they're like, what's 021? I'm like, it's a cardboard hitting the keyboard. I mean, it's a Carlsberg export. No, fuck it. It didn't work.
I had a geek moment the other day. I was doing some yard work, and I had this big old mug that my aunt had brought out full of water.
Yeah.
And on it said 010100.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, yes, no. What the hell is that supposed to mean? And it was, you know, January 1st, 2000, the turn of the millennium.
Right.
It took me like a half hour to get it. No, what the fuck? Yeah, then I had to go home and, like, beat my head against the computer for being such a nerd. It is good for me. I need that now again.
You can't help being a nerd.
No, I guess not.
It's in the blood.
It's in the ether. All right, Mark, yuck it up. Americans don't know what Bagsy is. You guys don't know how to win a war, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be a 5-hour special of Hacker Voice Radio.
Mark and Ionis.
Let me be an American
history. In November the 7th, 1645... The American troops said, blah, 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 blah.
But in response to that, I think you'll find 2 days later... Oh, dear. I think if there's one thing I found, it's best just to all be chums among the Allies and put it behind us.
Yeah, who did what? French.
Yeah, well, you know...
We need to kick them out of NATO. I swear to God, like, why are we even allies with them? How could they possibly help us with anything? Although, you know, I guess if, you know, we need a standing army to run away, they'd be pretty good at that.
Need a diversion army.
I guess we could always go in first,
we'll check it out, they'll think no one else is coming. Then you guys march in. It will shit them up.
Oh, somewhere around here, I've this JPEG that's, it's got the Swiss Army knife on it.
Yeah.
All folded out with all the tools, and then beneath it, it's got the French Army knife, and all it's got is, like, a corkscrew and a white flag. Well, I guess you'd have to see it.
Yes. Right, I think we're running out of times, guys.
Alright, well, let's recap quickly.
Recap?
Yep. Enya.
Aliens.
Pirates.
Yep.
Pirates.
Anal probes.
Lasers.
Vista sucks.
Pirates.
Hate the French.
And Bagsy.
Let's not forget Bagsy.
Don't forget the Bagsy. You may have noticed that the website might have been down during 12 p.m. until about noonish today. Thanks for all the people that were getting in touch with me to let me know about this. It's much appreciated, but I did know before it that it did happen, and we sorted it out. It's all back to normal now.
Well, we just took it down to see how much you guys are jonesing.
Yeah,
for it.
Just to see how much you actually care, and it touched us.
Are
deeply.
You paying attention?
It touched us deeply.
In a place that only alien pirates have been able to get to before.
Just above the colon trap. Small intestine. Anyway, we've gotta kill this stuff off. If you have any pertinent news stories or emails to send them to radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Go on our website if you don't know what it is. It's www.hackervoice.co.uk and visit some forums and maybe post some pictures of sexy girls. And if you don't, we'll hacksaw your Gibsons.
And your anus.
With a toy. And Ionix.
Marks really being a bastard.
We talked about absolutely nothing. Okay, well, how about you listen back to this show and pick out where the stuff where we didn't talk about absolutely nothing, because I know you like to talk English correctly. That's a double negative there. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, let's
end the show. Went to your head, man.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sometimes. It's all over the floor.
Good night.
Yeah, well, good night. It's all over the floor, man. I've got to clean this shit up.
Hey, Belial, it's me, Dark Nature. Listen, bud, I'm sorry I have not been around just lately. I've been real fed up with work and what have you, been looking at cars and shit. And the good news is I'm going to pick up a car tonight. So, if we get back in time, I'll try and get on the show, if that's alright. I'd say, you know, charge up and shit. No need to call back. Pardon. I'll try and hit you up later. Take care, bud. Ciao.